A Yemeni protester died on Wednesday after police and security forces fired live rounds and tear gas to prevent people from joining peaceful anti-government demonstrators in the capital Sana'a. Scores of others were also injured in the incident, many still in critical condition. Police had intervened to prevent protesters from putting up tents in a street near the university square.
We have 30 injured people. Others are being treated at Freedom Street, and those with serious injuries were taken to be hospitalized. The number of injured people is beyond our capability.
Protesters in Yemen have been demonstrating for weeks, demanding the resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who has governed the country since 1978.
We say leave. We are fed up with lies. They are not our custodians. He said that Yemeni people don't have capable people to lead the nation. That just diminishes the capability of the whole country.
Opposition groups, including the Yemeni Organization for Childhood Protection, denounced what they called the latest criminal act committed by the government against peaceful protesters. The government, however, blamed the violence on the people and said the interior minister would investigate the recent incident. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has called on all factions to hold a joint national dialogue in order to avert the country from events that will threaten the country's stability, security and unity. Saleh's call for dialogue met the support of the U.S. ambassador to Yemen, Gerald Furstein, who said dialogue is the only way for solving Yemen's problems.
It's clear that the ruling party has not yet admitted the existence of a crisis. Therefore, they have called for a joint conference. They realize that such a conference would be successful because the current crisis needs the reconciliation of all political parties in Yemen.
The Interior Ministry tightened security measures and enforced a strict ban on carrying weapons in the capital Sana'a and other major cities, in fear of an escalation of armed confrontations.
Analysts say the latest escalation of bloody confrontations is an indication of a dangerous turning point in President Saleh's bid to quell the protesters and stay in power. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.